Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Tony Bruno, who's got an umbrella.
All right, man, I got the Furco Spring Band is down here in Southwest Florida. Happy days are here again. Let's go up the parkway. Did they clear out all the people? Wait a minute. Is De Niro there? Is Gaga still there? Is Oprah still there? Happy days are here again, kids. Let's go down to 2 Street. Let's go all the way up to Conchie. I want everybody out there in the streets today. Let me put my damn umbrella down.
Damn umbrella.
All right, brother, how you feeling? I'm getting the sense that it's nothing but good vibes, joy, hope, and change. How you feeling, Mr. Bruno?
I feel good. I mean, I jokingly yesterday said, I'm going to just not watch any TV, which I didn't. Because, you know, when you start watching TV when the polls open, you know, that's like going to an Eagles tailgate at 9 a.m. for an 8:30 game. You know, plus there's no booze. Right. You just can't drink that much to get ready for an election. And, you know, I said I'm going to wake up, I'm going to set the alarm for 3 a.m. And I was pretty close, but I was up. But I was watching SpongeBob. I'm not BSing. I was watching SpongeBob after here in Florida, where we had the election results like 1 minute after the polls closed. You know, Florida leads the way. I mean, this used to be the epicenter of bad elections, right? We couldn't get anything done right. And I can say we because I live here now. I'm a resident, even though the Pennsylvania Democrats called me like every 5 minutes to ask if I was voting for Kamala Harris. And I recorded a lot of those calls and I put it all over my Twitter account. And it was fun. But again, I'm not going to call people names. You know, I'm not going to take a victory lap because the bottom line is the people spoke. And this was a bloodbath. Can we use the word bloodbath now in proper context?
Oh, man.
But we have a lot of losers. First of all, I want to thank
Scott Pressler.
Should forget about getting money for a car for the guy. Scott Pressler is the hero Philadelphia and Pennsylvania was looking for. Scott Pressler almost single-handedly helped flip Pennsylvania back to the Republicans. The work he did, and meanwhile, you know, Kamala Harris was giving away millions of dollars to celebrities to come up and not even sing. This guy got $100,000, and how much is he worth now to the Trump administration? What he did here.
Oh, he's invaluable. You can't put a price tag on that, Tony.
I remember, yeah. I used to talk to Scott back, you know, he was coming to Philadelphia back when I was living in my basement in South Philly, and he was doing street cleanups. That's how he started. He was going around the country. I used to have the Bruno Broom Brigade when I was at 1210. We would go out and clean, you know, local parks and local, basketball areas, you know, where there was trash and dirt. And so he was doing stuff, cleanups in the Philadelphia area, helping people clean up trash. And then all of a sudden, you know, he moves to Pennsylvania full time and goes out. So he got the Amish involved. The Amish mafia was representing Lancaster. And so he's, to me, the unsung hero for the state of Pennsylvania, for those people. He is. He's an amazing, amazing guy. And Linda Kearns, she was active yesterday too on social media. Mm-hmm. She did a great job. And the poll watchers, after all the hanky panky, and I'm glad that's all cleared up. The one thing I was worried about, guys, at 3 a.m., actually when Trump got up, I was flipping around at that point because MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, none of them called Trump as the winner.
Right.
They were still after he got the 266 or two. What was it? 266, and he only needed four more.
Mm-hmm.
Then they called Hawaii right away, and that was it. He got to 270. But if you were watching CNN, MSNBC, all the media that has now basically exposed itself as the frauds that they are, the real enemy within, the enemy of the people, the Philadelphia Inquirer Board, all of these mainstream media people should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. But they're not. Because they were on there last night still going crazy that Trump was going to declare victory even though he didn't have the vote. So this Trump campaign, which did everything perfectly, they waited. They waited until it got to 270 before they even thought about going up there. Because all they were saying was, well, you know, Trump's going, he's going to take a victory lap and he hasn't even won yet. You know, and Rachel Maddow's neck was growing. I haven't seen her neck get that long since I was in a Toys R Us and I saw the giraffe. What was his name? The Toys R Us giraffe?
I remember that guy.
Jeffrey
the giraffe.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Jeffrey. Not Jeffrey Lurie.
No.
Oh, by the way, how about playing golf?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lurie playing golf with Obama. By the way, the biggest losers. We got to go first, Kamala and Waltz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Am I right here?
Yes.
I got my loser list right here.
Let's do it.
We wrote it down. He wrote it down.
We love lists on the radio.
I made a list.
This is like Arya, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Let's go to the list.
Shane, first of all, I want to thank Barack and Michelle Obama. What a great closing argument you guys had out there. I want to thank Bill and Hillary. And I want to thank the drunk Bush daughter, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Pennsylvania Democrats, Oprah, Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Beyonce, J-Lo, De Niro, the Avengers, the political information complex. I mean, there's just not enough hate to go around.
I do like a rap.
The Avengers. We never
the Avengers,
played that.
Right off.
We never played that clip, but all the Avengers got together. And,
all the Avengers...
Yeah.
Go back to being fake people. And who's the other guy? Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell. He should change his name to F-E-R-A-L. All of these people, all the last minute, the Parkway, and all the entertainers and the crowds. What did they do? This proves one thing. Hillary Clinton did it back in 2016, and then they trotted out this same, let's get all the celebrities out there, and this is going to lock it up. And then it didn't. It absolutely backfired. Lady Gaga, all these people have proven. Ben Stiller, all these white men for Harris, they're losers. And they know they're losers. But I'm not going to... I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Keaton. How about Michael Keaton?
Yeah, take all that, Bruce
people,
Wayne.
All, yeah, I mean, come on. Proving that we should never, ever listen any celebrity endorsements, except Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan closed the deal.
He did. That's true.
He did.
You know, closer.
Your thoughts, I got to get your thoughts on one of your favorite individuals that you left off your list, and I'm surprised you did, and Dom Giordano's very angry that you don't have him right at the top of the list. How about the enemy from...
I had like 2 hours sleep.
Yeah.
I'm making a list and keeping it twice. You know, you got to make... The list has to be... You know, the list comes for all. But, you know, by the way, women, the big story last night was women buy milk and eggs more than they get abortions. I think that was one
you.
Of the other messages that was delivered last night.
Thank you for
and
that
so
genius
Florida,
statistic.
Thank you. Well, you know, but the bottom line is this. People went out and voted, and it wasn't, you know, this was a mandate. This wasn't, oh, he just, you know, the funny thing is the whole... What we're going to see is that Timu Obama, what's his name? The guy who's not going to be the House Speaker. They thought he was going to... Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries, yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah, boy.
Get out, Hakeem Jeffries. Chuck Schumer, he's going to stay in the Senate, but he's not going to be the Senate President anymore.
That's right. Why he was sucking up at that big the Al dinner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
that's why
that.
He knew he was sucking
exactly.
up to
socializing
Trump.
With Hitler.
Yep.
I thought that was a no-no. I guess not. Yeah, yeah. Tony. What about Larry Krasner? Larry Krasner.
Larry
days,
Krasner.
Oh, f around and find out.
Larry Krasner.
You're going to find out if you try to do a militia.
You looked around. Larry Krasner, first of all, got his ass handed to him in the court of law trying to sue Elon Musk. This little strapper thinks he's a powerful guy. He's got no juice. Got no juice at all.
Zero juice.
This guy should be run out of. Where's Jim Kenney, by the way? How come Jim Kenney didn't come back and support Kamala?
He's smart.
How come all these people?
He's in the burbs having his Prosecco. Leave him alone. Leave him out of this.
I mean, where's, I got some other people. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi,
I mean, I'll
yes.
tell you, he's a good-looking lesbian. You got to give me this. There's ever an aging lesbian.
He does.
Bon Jovi is the prettiest lesbian I've ever seen.
He really does look like
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where's Taylor Swift at this morning? Has Taylor Swift conceded the election yet?
No, but what's his name's mother? In the box. You saw that the other night, right?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' mother. Mom. In the box. Woo! Everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and all the... By the way, one thing that I'm glad that we're going to see. Hopefully the NFL, starting with the Thursday night game, will get the stinking vote, and it takes all of us crap out of the end zone.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's what it was. The NFL, they use the power of everybody. Celebrities, important politicians, the media. There has never been a more concerted effort to try to stop a man... and the people, but the good thing is the people voted and they said what they said. This is not just a bloodbath. It's an absolute, wrecked. This is what, give me some other terms to describe what happened last night.
Biblical beatdown.
Molly
Whopped. It was a
Molly Whopped.
Polaxed. How about polaxed? I like that one.
How about a boat racing?
A boat racing.
Boat racing. I love boat racing.
Dawn, what?
Can I just ask, Tone, because you're, born and raised South Philadelphia, but I just wonder for you, thinking about the air conditioning, I heard more Philadelphia moms talking about the fact that, they're giving all this money, Biden, Harris, to others, even, Ukraine, this and that, and we don't have the air conditioning. How much do you like things like that as far as show me the money moments that Philadelphia, because the vote didn't come out for Philadelphia. Is that something like that unique in Philadelphia? You know what I mean? Does that what does that say to you? The fact that we don't have the air conditioning in our schools.
It says to me that people, that's because the problem is the media doesn't care about that. The local media, the corrupt Daily Philadelphia Inquirer. How about that emergency editorial? Did you see that the other day? Yeah. We have an emergency editorial. The Inquirer, the Philadelphia Inquirer board, whatever. We will give you the newspaper for 6 months for $1. They can't even give the Inquirer away. When they were out there with their emergency opinion, the Inquirer opinion editorial board has an emergency. You got to stop Donald Trump. And oh, by the way, if you'd like to subscribe, we give you 6 months for $1. 6 months for $1. That's not enough to buy Will Bunch a croissant.
Oh.
That's not enough for him to get a cup of coffee at Wawa.
Oh. Wawa, very good. Nice sponsor reference. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you. Love Wawa. We got more Wawas down here than they do in Philly now.
I'm also wondering, Tony, from the NBA crowd, LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron.
Where's
LeBron?
Where's Greg Popovich, the Spurs coach?
You guys are really spiking the football today. Aren't you?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. What say you, Steve Kerr? What say you, all the NBA players?
Man.
What say you? I need the list is just getting started. This list, I believe, Santa Claus won't have a list the way I will compose one. And again, I'm not looking for retribution. I don't want people thrown into jail. I just want people to realize that common sense prevailed. That's what this is about.
Uh-huh.
Common sense.
Tony Bruno and the funky Comadina.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. They tried to prop up a candidate, and at the end of the day, it becomes night, and it's getting dark earlier, which I hate.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, people saw through Kamala Harris. She was the most transparent, fraudulent candidate ever put forward. Had nothing to do with her being a woman, had nothing to do with her color, skin color. And hopefully, you know, the good news, the best news, speaking of List, Mayorkas is gone. Mayor Pete is gone.
Oh.
Dr. Richard Levine is gone. All of these crumb bums who have been trying to destroy the country with the woke nonsense.
Mayor Pete!
Yeah, Mayor Pete. I believe there's still some pothole. Buttigieg. It's time for me, Mayor Pete, to go back to South Bend and fill up the potholes.
Oh.
He gone. Look at the trash that's being taken out now. You know, especially Mayorkas. Mayorkas, the fact, I mean, on day one, I think Mayorkas should be fired now.
Oh.
The people have spoken.
Well,
Mayorkas,
yep.
All of these other crumb creek cowards are now going to be looking for work.
And
Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
How about Liz Cheney? How about that? How about this coalition? Liz Cheney, Beyonce, people being paid money. As you said, Dawn, people in Philadelphia, the kids are in school. Mm-hmm. The air conditioning's not worked. There's asbestos. They don't want any school choice. School choice, you know, it's all about my body, my choice. But the choices are only about abortion. They're not about schools. They're not about not taking injections or COVID vaccines without facing being fired or being condemned by people. And so don't give me that you're the party of choice. You're the party of jackasses. I think the Democratic Party died last night. It died at 1 a.m. Eastern time. And they are in full disarray. And the media has exposed itself as totally irrelevant. Every newspaper, every columnist, every talking head, people on MSNBC, the two guys, the two guys who write on presidential history, the historians, they'll not be able to write any more books about history. I mean, the histrionics is what we're talking about. All of these morons on it. I can't wait for The View. Today, The View will have the highest ratings ever. I want to see Whoopi Goldberg spontaneously combust like the movie Scanners. Yeah. Remember the movie Scanners with everybody's head blows up?
Yeah.
I want to see the entire cast of The View beg for forgiveness and then pull the plug. ABC should just throw the switch at the end of the show and put those
good night, everybody.
Put those heifers out the pasture.
You know, I never do this, Don Stens, and I never mandate, but I mandate that today at 11 a.m. during your show, you pot up The View, and you and Dan can do running commentary.
Yes, we could. We can have some fun with that.
You know, Morning Joe and all those nutcases. You know,
the
amazing thing is Mika. How's Mika doing?
She's today? All in black How's tone.
She's all in black.
Oh, she should.
Oh, she's grieving.
How's Mika doing?
How's Mika?
Tony.
Mika.
Let me hear you say it one time, Tony. How does it feel, Mika? Give it to me one time.
How does it feel, Josh Shapiro? How does it feel being shafted by your own party so that they could put up the prancing queen, Tim Walz? You know, Tim Walz still has a job. But when we see or hear from, I heard that the reason Kamala Harris did not give a concession speech, she couldn't figure out which accent to use. So she didn't know what she was going to give a concession speech as an Indian woman, as a black woman, as a prosecutor. She stood for nothing, and now she's sitting down and done. Get out. Get out. The most amazing thing, guys, is the fact that here you go. Now you got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are still the president and vice president of the United States. What's the next couple of months going to be like with those two clowns? What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything.
I'll tell you exactly what they'll say. They'll send up Karine Jean-Pierre, and she'll say things like this.
I'm not going to get beyond that.
Or
I would refer you to the White House Counsel.
Or
I'll see you tomorrow.
Or she'll
Come
giggle.
Talk to me.
There you go. That's what they'll do.
Well, at least we don't have circle back Jen Psaki. She's still bubbling in her own bodily fluids, absolutely going crazy with Rachel Maddow.
My Lord. God.
By the way,
all those people on MSNBC just doubled their salary.
Oh, I know.
They're going to get.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They're going to get a huge ratings boost from the next 4 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Trump is the best thing that ever happened to the Democratic Party and to the media. What else would they talk about if Kamala Harris won? They would have to try to run their news conferences and try to explain what she said. That we've been spared that. She was incapable. Let's be honest. This is just facts. This isn't political. I'm not a right-wing zealot. I'm a common sense guy. And the fact that she was never able, including that last statement about voting on the prop in California that she actually put up there and then couldn't say whether or not she voted for it. She said, oh, you know, I sent my ballot in and hopefully it's counted. And the bottom line is she didn't stand for anything.
I love Venn diagrams. Except,
well, I do, too. You can go back and work on the Venn diagrams. Okay. Now, what's she going to do for the next couple of months? What do you think?
I love electric school buses.
Work on the school bus?
Well, she can come to Philly and take the entire yard full of electric school buses that are still rotting somewhere in a SEPTA yard, right?
Yeah, she could drive SEPTA. There you go. Work at McDonald's drive through. I don't know.
Maybe
go back to California.
Maybe she can come and help build the Roosevelt Boulevard Expressway.
Yeah.
See, she could get a shovel. Remember when she and Dougie? By the way, what's going to happen to poor Dougie?
I know.
Dougie Fresh. Doug Emhoff.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't get angry last night when she lost.
Oh my God.
I hope he didn't raise hands. I hope he didn't put hands on Kamala. You know, he does have that background.
Hopefully, Nancy Pelosi's a little disgusted with you, Tony.
Why would you even cover that?
I mean, come on.
Well, we have to, Nance. And Nance and I were tight, you know. We were very close.
I saw that picture.
In my San Francisco days, yes.
All right, brother. Great
stuff.
That was
back in the day. That was back in the day when I would look at people would look at the picture and say, "Wood." By the way, Nancy Pelosi, who's calling Trump unfit mentally, has just won another term.
You believe it?
Just won another term. This is the party of the future. 83-year-old Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the relics that are now the face of the DNC.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Tony Bruno, great stuff, brother.
All right, everybody, let's unify. Let's unify.
Let's get unity in the community. Love you, brother. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you.
Love you guys.
There he is.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
There he is. Tony Bruno, live from Florida. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners count on McCausland to secure and control access to their facilities, featuring top of the line equipment, industry leading customer service, and a wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. We'll do some cut sheet stuff. We got a lot to do. 35 more minutes left to play before we pass the baton off to Dawn Stensland here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and so much more. You know, these models, they have such sleek new designs as well as innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And they have thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles right now available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. That's P-I-A-Z-Z-A. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Cut sheet coming up in just a few moments. Maybe some voicemails today in music history. What is on tap for the Dawn Show inside of 30 minutes from now? But we'll wrap up with a couple of calls. Let's go to Columbus, New Jersey. We've got Joe with us. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a day to celebrate, right?
Yes.
Amen.
I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like I have a New Year's morning hangover I haven't had since college.
You know, it's weird. I didn't have a drink at all last night, and I feel like I have a hangover. And, Joe, I'm going to take the longest nap of all time today, by the way.
Exactly. I was sitting here glued to the TV like a zombie. I didn't have to have a beer or anything in my hand, but today I'm like, I'm drained but exuberant at the same time. And you had perfect timing putting Tony Bruno on. I'm in my car crying. Bon Jovi is one good-looking lesbian. Are you kidding? I'm dying.
Yeah, Bruno's a beaut, is he not, Joe?
He's unbelievable. I want to thank you guys for all these months of keeping it tight and keeping it light and keeping everybody together like you do. Yep. And that was incredible. With, well, you know,
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. And the work is not done. I mean, we're obviously going to continue on. And, you know, Trump's back in office, and we're going to continue to have fun on this show. Nothing will change with Trump being in office. We'll continue to give you, you know, good laughs, good analysis, hopefully some strong opinions, make you think, give you some information, and continue with the same thing that we've done since we started this back in October of 2022. So thank you very, very much. Last call before we get to the cut sheet. Let's try Frank again. He's on the way to the Art Museum this morning. Frank, hello.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
We are well. How are you, sir?
Darn, I'm already done with the Rocky statue with me and a few friends of mine. We put a championship belt on the Rocky statue, took a few pictures.
That's a great idea.
And we all said that we all came out saying that the Laughing Hyena is fired.
Yes, she is. She is fired. There will be no more cackling. Nothing to giggle about when you get boat raced.
It's official, Dawn. She is fired. And we're so happy down here in South Philadelphia. I was at the rally the other night with Dom. And now down here, I'm having a little breakfast at the little breakfast shop that we turn around and have every morning. And I'm so happy that we turn around. Maybe we get the border straightened out, the economy straightened out, which I'm sure President Trump will do that for us.
Yep.
Yes. As a legitimate immigrant that I came here in 1958, I ain't never seen a disaster in this country like it was for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. And Frank, there's so many people just like you. We had Tony from Pottstown that called in. A lot of people that went about it the right way, that do it the legal way, that go through the vetting and the screening and, you know, the patience and the waiting game. Not what we've seen for the last 3.5-4 years with just this disastrous border policy. And we knew what the end game was. We knew what their motives were. They tried to deny it. Guys like Mayorkas. And that's the guy that I'm going to be so glad to see go. I if they could just get rid of him today, that would be glorious. Just to see that little, you know, I don't really try to throw stones at those that are follically challenged, but I'm not going to miss seeing that little bald chrome dome anymore and his just little weasel way of, no, there's no border crisis. There's no crisis. I don't use the word crisis. No, you're a disaster. Get out. You're fired. All right. Let's get to what Stocker has left over. 9:34 on this Wednesday morning. It's what we like to call What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet
Part 2? Let's go through a little bit more media reaction last night and this morning. We have Mika and Joe. Should we start with Mika and Joe? Sure.
You can pot them up for the rest of the show.
Why don't we just do that? 18. This is starting with cut 18, Phil. Mika says that a Dem rep texted her, and this is what that Dem rep is blaming for the collapse of the Democrats nationwide last night. Cut 18, Phil, go.
You live in Philly or you live in Washington, D.C., and you've got police forces that can't keep cops on the force right now. And over the past 3-4 years, true. Crime has been everywhere in those cities. That also has an impact. You know, it's so interesting what he said about Bob Casey saying,
yeah,
about your John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It's a John Wayne state. Mm-hmm. I know you've heard me tell this story before, but mm-hmm. 30 years ago, in 1994, my first day knocking on doors, mm-hmm. I knocked on like, you know, 50 doors. I came home. My parents said, how was it, Joey? I said, well, I learned that you're either on the side of John Wayne or you're on the side of Jane Fonda. I said that to him. I said, it is that split, and you see it the second you knock on the door. And I will tell you, that was 30 years ago, and that is still the cultural rift that pulls at Americans.
Understood, and you have to, within that, figure out how to win. And I think there's a lot of very legitimate discussion here about how Democrats lost this.
Yep.
But I just got a text from a member of Congress saying, you know, something else we need to look at is how people are turning to social media, podcasts, and other non-traditional sources for their news, and also news stations that aren't news. And I canvassed in all of the battlegrounds. I was shocked by the amount of misinformation voters were truly repeating back to me. Truly shocked. I do believe this is what caused the collapse of the Democrats nationwide. You cannot win when people believe lies.
But I mean,
I think that's fair too.
You know,
Blame it on the liars on social media. Oh, boo-hoo. Maybe they should shut down X and just get rid of it. You know what's fascinating about all of this is we talked about the anticipated red wave, and it didn't materialize 2 years ago. Mm. It was a pink trickle. Republicans barely took back the House. There were some select victories. DeSantis cruised a victory, but it didn't happen. But you know what? Sometimes it's worth the wait. And I think we can definitively say here at 9:37 on November the 6th, 2024, that the red wave came through. And it came through in a big way last night. We saw the kind of the writing on the wall a little bit. And it's always easy to armchair quarterback and Monday morning quarterback this after the fact. But maybe we should have seen this coming with some of the squad Dems. You know, Jamal Bowman got ousted. There was a few others that got ousted as well. This whole left-wing progressive identity politic thing, it never had sustainability. It never had lasting power. It was a gross miscalculation and overreaction to everything that played out in 2020. And it'll be interesting to see. And I look forward to this because I was prepared to talk about if Republicans lost. Where do Republicans go from here? What's the future of the party? What's the message? You know, who's the face of it? Things like that. But now, you know what? That's the problem for the Democrats. They have to figure it out. Are they going to try to run it back the way they've done it the last couple of years? Or do they go back to what they used to be? That's up to them to figure out.
Your point about the red wave, Nick Hale, actually coming to fruition in 2024. Joe Scarborough said this. Cut 16. Phil, go.
Well, I mean, so much to go through. So many questions. I came onto the set and Willie said, hey, by the way, because we were talking about the historic nature of this sweep.
Yeah.
And Willie said, do you know, he only lost Illinois by 4 points.
4 points in
New Jersey.
Jersey
by five. I mean, you talk about we had talked about a red wave 2 years ago that never materialized. This is the, I've got to say, this is the biggest red wave I've seen since Ronald Reagan's 49 state victory in 1984. It seems every Republican across the country improved.
Yeah, and the red wave materialized. It came. Hopefully, all of those big celebrities and A-listers that said they were going to flee the country got on their flights before Bye-bye. The red wave hit their plane, right? Bye-bye. I want to make sure that they get to their future destination safely and securely.
Bakari Sellers was on CNN and he talked about the Democrats betting the house on white women. Yes, they did. Cut 15, go.
It was bigger than a singular decision.
Yeah.
And that's what is going to drive me crazy about the postmortems that different reporters are going to write about, because I already know I am waiting on the Saliza missive about the fact that she didn't choose Josh Shapiro. Mm-hmm. Josh Shapiro was not going to change the outcome of this race.
Nope.
Period. I mean, it's bigger. What we saw were the fundamentals of this race were different than everything that I thought it was prior to the election, right? The fundamentals of this race, the headwinds that they were running against, I believe even if Joe Biden made the decision 2 years ago, those headwinds would still be there. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about crime. All of those things, the war in Gaza, Ukraine, Russia, Ukraine, all of those things were still going to be in place. And so I think when the Democratic Party looks at this, it's more of a, instead of what decision could we have been done, could we do differently versus some type of pedagogy shift or ideological shift, or how do we rebuild our coalition? I mean, also, I mean, this is the
Were
second.
Are you saying this was inevitable?
I think after we look at these, I mean, I've been here with you for 4 hours now. I'm getting to that kind of, I mean, it took me a while to figure
it out. Real time.
I'm still working through this, but the inevitability of this actually looks as if it was there. I think the only bet that could have been done differently, and I don't even know how you do it because it's reproductive rights, but we were just talking about white women. This is the second time that Democrats bet the house on white women. And suburban white women. And this is the second time they've been left at the altar by suburban white women.
It really is amazing. A couple of things to analyze and break down there. You know, I really did think that white liberal women of the pro-choice belief would be the undoing for Trump in preventing him from winning again. I was wrong. I'm happy to be wrong about that. I'm also a little surprised, too, because I thought maybe Shapiro would be able to be the reason why Kamala Harris wins Pennsylvania. But now, and you get out of the, you know, the emotions of the moment and kind of calculating what you think will play out, maybe we shouldn't be surprised that potentially Shapiro would not have delivered Pennsylvania. I mean, let's just look at two other states quickly. You know, Kentucky's a red state, but they have a blue governor, right, in Andy Beshear. Virginia is a blue state, but they have a Republican governor in Glenn Youngkin. She could have selected Josh Shapiro, and Donald Trump still would have won Pennsylvania.
100%.
Yeah.
This was a repudiation of Kamala Harris. I mean, Hillary Clinton can at least rest her head knowing that she wasn't embarrassed as much as Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris will now go down.
She fared off better.
As a, you know, say what you will about the 2016 election, but she lost by razor thin margins.
Mm-hmm.
Trump didn't. Kamala Harris did not.
Yeah. But
she got destroyed.
I have to say, it's not just about the vice president. It's not just about Harris. It's more than that. And so maybe she's the face of this ticket, but I will say that I think that it was a pushback on far left progressive policies that she embodies, that people know that she was the furthest left as a senator.
So you say candidate be damned, it was the policy that doomed him in.
I do. I think it's not just her. It has to do with the brand as well. But I think that the American people saw that. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many of you, as former Democrats said, my Democrat Party left me.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened too. So it's, you know, was Joe Biden, was he wise to step aside, even though, you know, did he get thrown under the bus, or was he wise to step aside? I don't know.
Look at the headwinds and be like,
right?
I ain't winning this anyway.
Like,
let her take these bullets.
You have to wonder.
That's an interesting point.
That's right. All right.
He's the smartest one out of all of them. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's sitting back on that beach today in New Jersey or in Delaware and just thinking, man, better her than me. That's what you get.
Well, it is a beach day, 80 degrees.
That's
right.
That's right. You might get a little double scoop of ice cream as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to today in music history. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? But first, what's on tap for your browsing safety and security? Well, the answer, what's on tap? It's DuckDuckGo. You should do it right now. Just go into your Droid Play store and your Apple store and download the DuckDuckGo app today, because they've taken their privacy to a whole nother level, and they're going to make sure that you're safe and secure if you subscribe, like I have, to their 3-in-1 privacy service. Think about all the internet browsing you do and all the snooping that perhaps the government does, or these other companies and corporations. They want to track your every movement, know what your tendencies are, what you like. Well, no more. 3-in-1 privacy security and privacy service. It's going to give you a secure VPN anytime, anywhere. They are also going to provide you identity theft protection. Nobody wants to be able to lose their identity to these scumbags on the internet, right? So do it today. And then the third leg, personal information removal. All of your info is out there. Your debit card, your credit card, your social security number, your address. They are going to lift that off of the internet and protect you from those with sinister intentions. But you have to take advantage of the special offer, and it's exclusively for our listeners. Here's what you do. Just go to duckduckgo.com/1210. You're going to get a free 7-day trial offer. And then once you enjoy it, once you realize how safe and secure your browsing is, you're just going to hand over $10 a month. Trust me, it is well worth it. Do it today and thank all of us at 1210 later. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Fellow Pennsylvanians, joy cometh in the morning.
Reporter Czar gets fired.
At 1 o'clock this morning, God blessed the USA with Donald J. Trump.
We have been unburdened on what could have been. New day in America.
Yo, this is Pete, South Philly. We did it, baby. We did it. I got up around 1:30. I was amped. It's chest day. I got the man milkers fully pumped. I'm even going to let Greg Stocker copy Jim Norton and say it's a victory Wednesday. We did it, baby! Woo!
Jimmy, it's your uncle. I told you the Orange guy was going to win.
Oh, boy.
I told you at 10 o'clock. You'll get off the YouTube with the deplorables. Ah!
There you have it. A little montage of what's lingering and bouncing around in the voicemail hopper. How about that?
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, Jimmy Matthews, he had the sound of defeat in his voice today. But you know what? You win some, you lose some.
So there's some controversy brewing on YouTube. Because
yeah?
Apparently, I didn't see this, but apparently he said that he would walk up and down the art museum stairs at his boxer shorts with a MAGA hat on if Trump won.
Well,
come on, Jimmy.
I will go film it.
Come on, I'll go.
Phil's the video guy.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I'm seeing. Because right. I'm in and out of the chat, so I don't always see everything.
Yeah,
apparently,
yeah.
Everybody's telling me that. So,
okay.
I mean, you can't welch on a bet, buddy.
Pay what you owe, sir.
You know I love you, but you can't welch on a bet.
There you go. All right, we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show momentarily. But right now, it is time for a Wednesday edition of What Happened Today in Music History.
November 6th, we celebrate the birthdays of Corey Glover from Living Color, who's 60, Greg Griffin from Bad Religion, who's also 60, and Paul Gilbert from Mr. Big, who's 58. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Glenn Frey and John Philip Sousa, born on this day in 1854. Sings include a live version of Infinite Dreams by Iron Maiden in 89. And by the way, they were fantastic last weekend. No Matter What by Badfinger in 70. Shake It Up by The Cars in 81. Behind Blue Eyes by The Who in 71. And Girls Got Rhythm by AC/DC in 79. Albums include Made in Heaven by Queen in 95. Crazy World by The Scorpions in 90. Music from Another Dimension by Aerosmith in 2012. And Back for the Attack by Dokken in 1987. Also in 71, the Shaft soundtrack is atop the album chart. In 75, the Sex Pistols play their first show. In 70, Aerosmith play their first show. In 2005, Jersey Boys opens on Broadway. In 2003, Metallica kick off their Madly in Anger tour. And in 68, Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead play the opening night of Fillmore West in San Francisco. But lastly, since the election map went red last night, and I haven't done a list in a while, here are a few of my favorite albums with mostly red covers, not in any order. Talking Heads, 77. Tattoo You by The Stones. Clockwork Angel by Rush. And of course, my favorite, Kill 'Em All by Metallica. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
It gets better and better every time. It's unbelievable. Nice work, Phil Almquist. All right, 9:54. Dawn is coming up in 6 minutes, and we find out what she has in store at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we've been all over it, so it's jam-packed. We've been talking to Caroline Levitt. Hopefully she's able to call in. But we have Jeff Bartos. We've been just texting back and forth with him. And looking at all the demographics, not just the Jewish vote, which we've talked a lot about, but the demographics, what this means for Pennsylvania, as, you know, this is not just the Senate nationally with the McCormick campaign, but how is this reshaping Pennsylvania? What does it mean for us here? So we'll look at that. So Jeff Bartos, we got Linda Kearns, we got my hubby, Larry Menti. We got some girlfriends and moms in the burbs from all over, including Anne Marie, but also the lady who stayed in line till 1 a.m. And so we'll go through that. Rich Scioli, he's calling in for the road because he was, of course, out there with the McCormick campaign all night long, calling in from his observations as well. Oh my goodness. Just following all of the reaction. But now as the day settles in the morning, looking at the transition team, the demographics, we're learning more in the results of this race. And that's for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, but also nationally. There's a lot.
All right, Dawn Show coming up in just about 4 minutes. That will do it for us here on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget Kamala Harris, a.k.a. Esty, at 8:45 tomorrow, as the left-wingers are probably saying, boy, What a crock. And speaking of what a crock, here's Dawn Stensland with a word for what a crock.
Yeah, what a crock. Here's what's on the menu. I have to choose. So tonight it's between the grilled Tuscan chicken and the Parma Rosa chicken dish. So these are, so I have dueling crock pots going right now as I speak with dinner simmering. Sometimes I do a twofer so they can have the choices. But that's what I love about whatacrock.com because they deliver for me, especially when I'm running on fumes like I know a lot of you are after a huge election night with no sleep. That's really where What a Crock allows me. For an easy to prepare meal made so simple, I just plop it right into my slow cooker in the morning, go about my day. When I come home, yes, dinner is waiting. And here's the difference, the What a Crock difference, and that is there's no prep required, no slicing, no dicing, nope, and the cleanup is so quick. Again, just drop that meal into the slow cooker, voila, dinner is one and done. And you think about all the comfort food for the fall and for the winter, What a Crock meals make it so easy and make for those excellent gifts that you can send shipping to people right from whatacrock.com. You go on there and you have, maybe you have a goddaughter. She and her husband just had a baby. What a great gift to deliver those homemade meals. What about the college kids in your life? Whatacrock.com. Use promo code WPHT at checkout. You get 10 bucks off. Whatacrock.com. Dinner made easy. Remember, code WPHT for that 10 bucks off for first timers here. Whatacrock.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.